I need a
Blog
drink.
Talk Radio.
Wow, that was on cue for once. What is up with that?
Of
wow.
course.
Oh yeah, I paid the bill. That's why I get better service. Oh well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy wild edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself, and soon I will be having a drink with my special cranberry juice. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black, once again, in the building. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing?
Hey, I guess they're good. And on the other phone line, I have the lovely...
Well,
you were speaking
now,
the lovely... Oh, I guess you're not on today. Well, she did call or text me that she was not feeling too well over the weekend. She swallowed something too much, so her stomach was not feeling right. So I just leave it as that.
Oh, Lord.
And the show must go on.
You know you got so many beatings coming your way.
Oh, hold on. I guess you heard me. Hold on. And on the phone, we have the... I told you she heard me.
I don't know what you said, but I know it's something stupid, so that's why you're a jackass.
Okay. Well, let's carry on with the show then.
Yeah. I noticed how you sidestepped that whole entire conversation just like that.
Hey, you know, I'm tired. We got a lot to talk about. The telephone number to call and to piss me off or piss anybody else off is 347-989-8402.
How you doing?
I'm good, honey. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Are you guys done? Thanks.
Yeah.
347-989-8402. And don't forget to listen to our other broadcast brothers, 300 Pounds of Foot Knowledge by host William Martin. He does football talks. Hey, Greg, a.k.a. The Menu, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Wednesday nights at 8:30, where I discuss crazy topics that we do. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, for the 74th time, are you ready to piss some people off?
Yes, I am. As long as
sure,
you are.
Sure, why not?
Hey, and like I said, this is our 74th show after a year and a half so far. And when we do 100, God willing, we're going to have a party at Sean's house. But other than that, yesterday was, I'm assuming everybody should know, unless you live underneath a rock, was 9/11. The 15th year anniversary of 9/11. You all know what happened, so we're not going to get into that. And I know we talked about this topic last year, and the only reason why we talk about this topic again, because Sean brought it up, he want to talk about it, but let's all be honest, he's a sensitive bitch, and so
no,
he doesn't care about this type of moment. I don't care about this moment. I would be the a-hole about this moment, but I will just explain why later. But Sean Black, this is your topic. I'll let you lead this time what you want to yap about for the 15th time, and for the record, him and K-Dog talking in my head for a whole hour at the bar about this topic. So go ahead.
Of course. Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to actually be somewhat sensitive to the material that brought up. 9/11, something that has changed the lives of not just New Yorkers and people from Pennsylvania, people from Washington, D.C., but it's changed the country and the world. So the reasoning, only reason why I really brought it up to wanted to bring it up as a discussion, as a topic, is we've all at some point over the last 15 years, I've probably had a lot of time to reflect over what has happened, basically, over, you know, the entire time. Last year, we talked about what we went through at the time that it happened, so we're not even going to rehash that. The reason why I brought it up is I wanted to see if you guys think how the, not just New York, but the world has changed from then. Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? We know a lot of things have happened politically. We know a lot of things have happened domestically, internationally. The way people get on planes, for one thing, because we know that that was one of the first industries that had to change because they lost a ton of money. We know the way that security in general is done has changed. What do you guys think? I'll throw it to you, Hot Rod. What do you think has happened as far as in the last 15 years? Has everything changed for the better, for the worse? Is it the same? What do you think?
Is he there?
I hope he's there, unless his mic went out. He must be really emotional about this.
Hello?
Yeah.
There he goes.
No,
go.
It's funny. The minute I talk, I got dropped off on my host line, so I'm on my cell phone right now.
Oh, okay. Well, the crazy thing about it is you're actually clearer on your cell phone than you were on your host line. So.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sound, in some parts it's gotten better, in some parts it gotten worse. I think 9/11 was a good thing that happened to us to a certain degree. Yes, lives got lost, but let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, lives get lost every single day. 9/11 changed the world, and I told people, and of course they cursed me out, you have to thank Osama bin Laden to a certain degree, and his terrorists and his all these the attackers. If it was not for 9/11, we probably would be the same thought process 15 years ago. 9/11 helped us experience something that we never experienced before on American soil in our time. 9/11 happened everywhere, almost every single day, in Iraq, in Israel, in the Middle East. They lose bodies every day through terror attacks. We never experienced anything like this. So when I keep hearing about 9/11, I'm like, guys, that's 15 years ago. Get over it. So what happens to 9/11? Jobs have been created. Security has gone up to a level. There's cameras everywhere. Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother is watching you on social media nonstop. And to a certain degree, they have to. Why? The attacks that happened back in California or an Orlando shooting. Even though security had their target on someone, they don't have enough evidence, and look what happened, like in Orlando. The guy went out there and killed 49 people, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So 9/11 is one of those things that needed to happen, whether it was an inside job or whatever your conspiracy theory is, which I do believe in that.
Oh, there's a ton of conspiracy theories about that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't care what anybody say. Very few people know the truth, and they either they're old, or they forgot. We may never know the truth. Even though there's a book with 1,000 pages about 9/11, and which I find that weird,
mm-hmm.
We'll never know the truth. Do I think it's an inside job? Like I say, yes. But you know what? We need to get over it. You know, people keep mourning stuff like this every year. I'm like, guys, 9/11 happened. Iraq got invaded by United States, and over a million people have been killed, innocent lives. Over a million people. But they move on, and we killed them. Attack happened to us. We lost, over 2,000 people. So basically, we are very sensitive about the same topic over and over and over that we shall never forget. Yes, we will never forget 9/11. But what about the crimes that happen here every day? Why are we not focusing on Chicago that 3,000 people got shot so far in Chicago? Almost 500 killed. Is that a number that's scary
mm-hmm.
in American soil? Why are we not focusing on Detroit
that they're rotten right now in hell with no money.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I think, like I said in last week's show, our priorities are screwed up. Even yesterday, for the third time, we're going to talk about this topic a little bit. They still talk about Colin Kaepernick and the NFL players now. Not respecting the American flag, especially on 9/11, after people who lost their lives. Well, yes, people lost their lives, but what about the innocent people that get killed by cops? And I'm not bringing a race into this. Black, white, people who've been killed by cops. There have been, oh, I forgot the numbers, almost 1,000 people killed by cops this year. Compared to cops that have been killed by people, the numbers do not match at all.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I feel about 9/11. I don't care about it anymore. I'm not to be an a-hole completely. But yes, people lost their lives, people risked their lives, and people got cancer from it. But we have to move on. Anitra?
No, I mean, I happen to agree with Hot Rod, which never happens, by the way.
You got that right.
No, but it's true. I think that day means something different to everybody. If you lost a loved one there, obviously you're going to be mourning that person. You know, I mean, if you haven't, you didn't lose anyone there, and it's just a tragic situation for you. It means something different to everybody. You know, I was one of the lucky. I didn't lose anyone. You know, I had to walk home that day, which sucked, but I didn't lose anyone close to me. So I guess you could say one of the lucky ones, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely got more. We're paranoid. We got paranoid.